kind of concept of what it might have been like to live, say, maybe 75 to 100 years ago in that area. Waking up with the sun, working till the day is done. Wiping sweat and swatting bugs from my brow. From a tender age I learned when the fruit was ripe and firm, and the harvest seemed to grow with each new day. Even when the chores were done, there was a little time for fun. Had to float across the river from the island to the school. And the trips to the general store often took a day or more. And Papa would deliver to friends along the way. And Mama always told me someday I'd see that working hard and playing hard, how life was meant to be. Out there that has written some wonderful songs. I'm always intimidated by you, though, because I don't speak Miccosukee. Jim Billy is out in the audience, and many years ago I heard him perform this song here at the Folk Festival, and gosh, I thought, that is such a great song. I'd love to learn how to do it, but it's one of those songs that's not terribly easy to learn instantly. Children can do it. Just like that. It's amazing how quickly they can learn the song. But it took me 2 years to get it down. Big alligator, he's mysterious. Big alligator, he's amphibious. Big alligator, he's dangerous. But with big alligator, you can be prosperous. I was raised in the swamp by my old grandpa. We ate turtle meat, a fish called gar. He told me stories about panther and bear, but most of all, he taught me to beware of Holpatachobi nacho nichkika. Holpatachobi okonkeiwa. Holpatachobi in noga jejiwa. Holpatachobi in ma jejiwa. As the days of summer grew longer and hot, Grandpa took me on my first gator hunt. We pushed through sawgrass and willow sloughs with a yellow-eyed dog in a dugout canoe. The dog started sniffing something in the air. Grandpa said, "Must be gator over there. Better grab your knife and some rope. And remember what I told you when you were a boy about Holpatachobi nacho nichkika. Holpatachobi okonkeiwa. Holpatachobi in noga jejiwa. Holpatachobi in ma jejiwa." At the age of 12, I was sure of myself. I could catch alligators without any help. My dog didn't know what my grandpa said. He jumped in the water by the gator's head. Holpatachobi didn't even pause. My dog disappeared in the gator's jaws. But I can still hear my grandpa say, "Holpatachobi nacho nichkika. Holpatachobi okonkeiwa. Holpatachobi in noga jejiwa. Holpatachobi in ma jejiwa. Holpatachobi nacho nichkika. Holpatachobi okonkeiwa. Holpatachobi in noga jejiwa. Holpatachobi in ma jejiwa." As I said before, there are so many good songwriters in Florida, and I do love to sing their music. A couple that has been coming here since 1981, and they've been collecting and writing music for many, many years, wonderful songs, and right now they're over at the Songwriters Gazebo at the boat landing, conducting the Florida Songwriters Workshop. This is one of my favorite songs that they've written. I like the song because it's, even though it's about cowboys, Florida cowboys, I think it's really about all of us. And I think you can see that as Florida is more developed throughout time, the song can relate to everyone. His beard may be stubble, like a cut of a sugarcane field. His clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes that you know he won't yield. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived, though the world he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman, existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trace. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's race. And condos rise from the land, shuttles fly, and the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. Oh, Bone Mizell, he's gone, but the legend lives on. Jake Summerlin and old Sam Keen, the beginning let the bottle get them down. These old Florida cowboys are like eagles tied to the ground. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler. To do another song written by a good friend of ours who's no longer with us. He passed away, August. It'll be 2 years in August or 3 years in August? 3 years? I guess you all know I'm speaking of Jim Ballew. Jim Ballew and I go way back. He was my first guitar teacher way back when I was 15, I think. And I used to live in Orlando, and so did he. In fact, it was Jim Ballew who told me about the Florida Folk Festival and encouraged me to send off my tapes and do all the necessary things to get started here, and I've been here ever since. And then many number of years passed, and I didn't see Jim. He was touring and performing, and suddenly, a couple years before his death, we met up again and renewed our friendship. And I recorded this song, fortunately, before he passed away, on an album called Welcome Home, which is a collection of Florida songs written by myself and seven other Florida songwriters. springs of our water, this creature so serene. Along the shallow shoreline and to the crystal springs, they surely must be numbered among our precious things. Ooh, mm-hmm. Spanish soldiers in the sun are all on Manatee. Life and death flow on as one, roll on, Manatee. They were here before Menendez built old St. Augustine, and long before the Indian nations became supreme. Sailors thought them mermaids as they watched them nurse their young. We must preserve this creature. Standing in the failing light, roll on, Manatee. Watching their nocturnal flight, roll on, Manatee. You can see them near the shore, only grasses do they gleam. They're guardians of our
Fiction, thank you. She'll be back on the main stage tonight along about 9 o'clock. And Jeannie also has several tapes for sale over at the Friends of Florida Folk booth, so if you like her music, you can take some home with you. Well, we mentioned before the wide diversity that we've got in Florida, and we even have some Irish step dancers for you. Now, you have to all remain seated while I tell you this. This is a workshop, which means it is a participation type of event. This group from Jacksonville is Mary O'Lynn's group, and they're going to explain to you a little bit about Irish step dancing, and they're going to perform for you, and then they're going to teach you how to do it. So please welcome Mary O'Lynn and her dance troupe of Irish step dancers from Jacksonville. Well, they're still gathering up back there, but they're going to be on directly. I'll remind you again that the Friends of Florida Folk booth has a lap dulcimer that they're raffling off for $1. Hope you're taking advantage of all the good food here to eat this weekend. There's not only the usual food area down by the old marble stage, but also up on the hilltop. So we've made it real easy for you to put on a couple of pounds this weekend. Be sure to take home a T-shirt so you can remember the festival this year. It's the 38th annual Florida Folk Festival. And Mary, are you ready now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mary O'Lynn and the Irish Step Dancers.
Thank you. We're very happy to be here today as a part of the Florida Folk Festival this year. We're called the Jacksonville Irish Dancers and includes the following dancing people: the Roberts family, the Booth family, the Printy family, and the O'Lynn family. Just to give you a little bit of background on Irish dancing before we come out here, the history of Irish dancing goes back about 2,000 years ago. Scholars believe that Irish dancing was a part of the Druid ceremony. The Failure Fesh was an ancient Irish custom, and it was the custom of the High Kings of Ireland to entertain their guests by calling upon the Faile, or the assembly of the talented people of the realm, to hold competitions and dance. This ancient custom has never died, and the Fesiana, or dance competitions, continue today in Ireland, this country, and many other places. During the time of Henry VII of England, the early 1500s, English historians made reference to La Rinza Fada, or the longest dance. This referred to ceilidh dances, which were danced by everyone, peasant and lord alike, at fairs and other gatherings. These dances are danced in sets with couples facing each other and form a part of the foundation of American square dancing. We will invite you up at the latter part of our performance to learn the Siege of Venice, which is one of these ceilidh dances. In the 1600s, a foreign visitor to Ireland noted that the citizens of Ireland, even when they could afford nothing else, brought their children up to dance, fence, and play the fiddle. While historic records make it clear that dancing was an important part of the Irish culture for thousands of years, yet virtually all dances that preceded the late 1700s have been lost. Thus, when we speak of traditional Irish dancing, we are referring to the dances that originated about the time of the American Revolution and were created in Ireland by the fathers of Irish dancing, the dance masters who flourished about that time. Today we will be performing some of these dances. They include the hornpipe reel and treble jig, along with a traditional jig. And we hope you enjoy the program. The first dance we will be performing is the hornpipe. The next dance, it's a two-hand reel. Okay, give you a little bit of background about these dances. First of all, when you think of the jig, Irish dancing, the average person automatically thinks about the most familiar and ancient of all the Irish dances, the jig. Experts claim it's the oldest surviving dance form. Actually, there are several variations of the jig that are performed. The regular single jig, which is going to be done after this next dance, and the triple jig, which is called for triple beats and a still slower musical pace, which is done in less than 6/8 time. The next step, the next dance is a treble jig. The next dance is a traditional Irish jig. Thank you.